I think for a lot of people, this year's Salmon Fest is going to be one of the first music festivals they've been to since COVID. Can you kind of walk us through the decision to hold the festival this August?
Certainly. You know, the winters are great for a lot of reasons, but the idea of going through two full summers of no music, no congregating, you know, no getting together with, you know, our loved ones and our friends and our extended community, you know, the feedback was that it was going to be too much to bear, and both our staff and our vendors and, you know, everybody in the music business and the industry, the bands, it was getting pretty tenuous, and, you know, the numbers are trending in the right direction, and we just decided that, you know, we had to go ahead this year.
Tell us a little bit about this year's lineup. Who's going to be playing at the festival?
We have a wonderful lineup this year. Some festival favorites are coming back. Our headliner is Green Sky Bluegrass, who has completely exploded since playing in 2012. They now sell out Red Rocks, you know, five nights in a row. We also have a four-time Grammy Award winner, Sarah Jarosz, who continues the festival's trend of a female headliner for the eighth straight year. So that's something that we're very proud of. And as I mentioned, some people that have been at the festival over the years, some members of Leftover Salmon, Railroad Earth, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, Hardworking Americans, Great American Taxi, and Dead Fish Orchestra have formed a super group called the High Hawks. And they'll be our Sunday night headliners. So it's kind of really appropriate of all those bands that have played once or twice over the years have coalesced. And now we have this super group that's going to be, you know, closing down our 10th anniversary celebration. It's amazing that it's already been going for 10 years.
Something that you guys tend to focus on is having at least some artists who are, you know, Alaskan artists born and raised. Who in your lineup is from Alaska or is living in Alaska?
Absolutely. We have, you know, we have 65 bands who'll be playing on four stages over the 3 days. So there'll be a lot of bands from Alaska, but I think a lot of people will know Bamua, which is an Alaskan band. They've really come onto the scene. And then we have a younger guy who goes by I Sing, You Dance. And so, I mean, there's a lot more. Blackwater Railroad will also be there. There's a lot more that I probably don't have time to mention right now, but those two and certainly those three are known around the state and will all be performing.
I know you're making some infrastructural changes to the festival this year. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Certainly. We are really proud of a new amphitheater, a new stage. It's actually the size of Carnegie Hall that'll be cut out the back behind where the people are familiar with where the river stage was. So kind of out onto the property that's back there where a lot of people camp. We have built a beautiful new amphitheater with grass and a natural grade. So people will have excellent views, whether they want to dance right up in front or kind of space out up on the back, and a new beer garden out there. So we're really excited about it. It's kind of flows into our camping area, and then there'll be easy access onto the existing festival site where we'll still have three stages going all outdoors. So it's shaping up to be an incredible summer, and people are excited. And, you know, if you want to make the trek down, we definitely encourage getting tickets now because they're going.
Last thing I would ask is, what are you most excited for about getting back to Salmon Fest?
I think it's the community. I mean, Salmon Fest has a little something for everyone, and everyone that comes and is a part of it, whether they're attendees, volunteers, staff, vendors, the bands, the artists themselves. It's a community that's been created, and you know, missing that last year was hard, and for a variety of reasons, emotionally, financially, you know, like spiritually, it was definitely a challenging year, especially for those who, you know, really find meaning in sort of creative expression. So just being able to do that again is really invigorating again on all those levels. And I'm excited. We're hard at work and can't wait to show everyone what we have in store this year.